This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here for another hour to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we got about an hour left in the show, and we'll do everything we can to help you out as you try to tend your gardens and be successful out there. So we do have some calls. So Nathan, who's up next?
Jerry is in Auburn, New Hampshire.
Jerry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. What a beautiful Sunday morning.
Definitely is.
Question. Garden. Just started a garden. I have some cucumbers that are just starting to pop up, and they're starting to be eaten. Just the little tiny leaves. And I was wondering if I had in the garage a product called Seven, S-E-V-I-N, and I was just wondering if that is safe to put around those, that plus the tomatoes.
Well, so it is a synthetic, so it, you know, Seven does have chemicals in it. It will say on the back of it how, you know, when is the last time you can spray up until harvest. But that being said, when they're being eaten, is it, you know, by an insect or is it by an animal in the area?
Well, I have a fence around it, so it can't be animals, but it's probably some kind of insect because it's only like part of the leaf. You know, they're only like maybe half inch. They just started to pop up, and you can just see where they're just, you know, corners of it are being devoured.
Okay. Because sometimes, you know, I just want to make sure, like I said, it, you know, sometimes it would be an animal that would do it. But Seven would work for what you're looking to do as far as spraying for a for insects. You could also use for like an insecticide, depending upon what is really hitting the plant itself. You could use like a Captain Jack's or an All Seasons oil for the insects. It most likely, so the if it's chewing, you're going to look more at the Captain Jack versus the All Seasons oil, because the Captain Jack's is more of a for insects that are chewing, like you're describing.
Would that, can I use that? Well, is Seven safe? You know, it's a powder, so I just sprinkling it around the bushes and the tomatoes. That's okay. Is it safe?
Well, so it's synthetic, so it's as safe as how you use it. If it's onto the plants, sometimes, you know, some people might not feel safe using it around it. So that would be really up to you on if it's safe, because to me it's a synthetic. So it's okay. Not necessarily the way I would go. I'd look more at like a for insects like that using like that Captain Jack's.
I like to go organic, and it was one of those things that was in the garage. It's like, oh, okay, I got to get rid of this.
Yeah, so I might use that if it for an insecticide if it was like something, you know, on like a boxwood or a something I'm not going to consume. That's how I would look at it.
So, like putting it now before they start to produce, you know, fruit and our vegetables. So it would kind of get washed away and it wouldn't go into the vegetables.
So some of it might absorb a little bit into it, but without looking at the back of the label. So what they require now is how many days before harvest okay. that you can use the product to. What I'm trying to do at the same time is pull up the product so that I can look at the back of it. It's not always the easiest thing while we're on live radio, right?
No, I understand. You know, I can't remember how long it's been in the garage, so it's been quite a few years, so probably maybe the potency is left.
Well, you know, so if it's a number of years old, I mean, a powder, so if it was a liquid, it would be a little bit different because of the separation of it, whereas a powder isn't as bad. It doesn't deteriorate as much. As would a liquid. So the liquid, you know, it needs to be mixed in order for it to work. The dust you can sprinkle around it. Some people will actually make like a slurry with it. They'll add water to it, and spray it that, like almost spray it onto the plants that way. You know, it's multiple insect killer. So, I'm just trying to, like I said, get the label at the same time. It's just not working.
I have a couple other questions.
Go ahead with those.
Okay, I have some wild blueberries around the property, and I trimmed a lot of the old dead branches and other ones around there. They're producing blueberries. Can I use an acetone with that, or to help produce it? There are other little blueberries they like to nurture to get, you know, bigger.
Yep. So what I would be looking at doing is I'd be feeding the blueberries with like a soil acidifier to help acidify the soil to allow that soil to be, because you're looking for that pH to be down in the fours to low fives. So that would be to do that. But the feeding, you could use like the miracid, or you could use any type of liquid plant food that has acid tendencies to it.
Is it okay to use it now when they're you know, you have berries on it?
Yes, definitely would be fine to be using it right at this point.
Okay. I have some ant problems, too, not only in the lawn. You know, what can I use to get rid of those?
So for ants, I like to use a product. It's an ant flea and tick control from Bonide. It comes in a granular form, where you can spread it all over the lawn. I actually had success with it last year myself. I had ants everywhere. They seem to have been, trying to take up residency at the house. So I used that, but what I also did was I used a liquid spray as well, and they make one the same liquid, the same name in a liquid form.
Okay. I have a huge butterfly bush. It's got to be 10 feet tall and 10 feet wide, and the only thing I see is like one butterfly come to it. I mean, it's full bloom. And I was just wondering, cutting it back, when I can cut that back?
So a butterfly bush is one that you can actually cut to the ground in the spring, and it will produce back up. It's kind of like a weed, the way it grows. It develops so quickly. What I would look at doing is let it bloom, get the blooms going, and then cut it back. If you wanted to try and, make it a little bit more compact or thin it out, you know, the rule of thumb is by a third of cutting back, but at the same time, with a butterfly bush, you can cut it down to the ground in the spring, and the thing will just grow right back that season.
Right,
it might not be as thick as it had been. But so I maybe would thin it out a little bit, allow some airflow to go through, and cut it back that way.
Okay. Moss in the grass. I know it has to do with acidity.
Yep.
And it needs more lime.
Yeah, so it's not just lime that it needs. Lime is definitely going to help it. We want to bring the pH up when it comes to an area that has moss. What we also need to do is we need to break up that soil that's underneath it. We need to release some of those trapped nutrients that might be there. And so what I like to use, there's a couple products. One from Natural Alternative is the sulfur. Their sulfur-based product. What that does is that helps release those trapped nutrients, clean up the area, but if you put it down, it's like a granular type. The same product, just a different company that sells it, would be Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green. Putting that down, both of these will break up clay. They'll break up compact and trapped nutrients to allow them to go through is what would help the lawn. Moss isn't just something that you can spray and get rid of. It's the pH and the compaction that's underneath it to make it really successful.
Morphe grass root, what product?
If you're trying to get rid of it all, just use like an Adios or a Roundup.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now, I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we were talking with Jerry. I had a few questions right at the end there. We tried to get one in there, but I don't think we got it across. So, Jerry, what was that last question that you had for me?
Yeah, I have an area where the bare spot, it's very dry, and I'm looking for some grass. I think you mentioned the couple brands where the roots grow like 3-4 feet deep, so I don't have to look at watering it all the time.
Well, so that's that would be an, it's Black Beauty grass seed. They come in multiple sunshade, but Black Beauty has the deepest root system that I know of. I would use that sulfur and the lime in that area as well. Just to help break it up and allow those trapped nutrients to help be more successful for you.
Great. Well, I appreciate that very much, and love the show. Thank you, and have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Bye bye. All right, Nathan, who's up next?
That is Anna in Boston, Mass.
Anna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. I have a 4x4 raised bed, and when I put my tomatoes down yesterday, I put 6 little tomatoes down and noticed an awful lot of ants. I want to get rid of them, but I want to use something that, you know, that's safe. And I heard the previous caller, and you suggested Captain Jack.
So that... That would be more for like an insect that's attacking a plant. That was what I would look there. For something that is a, I'm looking up the recipe for, there's an ant killer with like a borax soap that you can make yourself.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that too. Yeah.
So you would use half a cup of sugar. Would also use 1.5 tablespoons of borax, and then you would actually do 1.5 cups of water. And that's what you would do is soak cotton balls in that mixture, and leave them in the areas around the ants. The sugar will attract them, and then what they do is they take that borax back to the nest, and it will kill everybody in the nest.
There's nothing I could use a spray. Nothing that
so know, there are say. ant sprays the ant yes, sprays that I know of.
That, how about that bonide that you just talked about, ant and ticks? Would that would that be safe to use?
That I mean, it would be safe to use, but it is a synthetic. I'm looking up on their website at the same time which ant control is organic, because everything I know of for their ant controls is synthetic. A spray.
Yeah.
It's organic. They do have some organic sprays. I'd have to try and look up and see what it is so I can. But they. You know,
how about if I make a solution of soap and water?
Well, you could do the soap and water to do it. I'd almost use the borax soap itself. But really mix it heavily. Adding the sugar is what brings them to where you need them to get. So there is a product from Bonide that is like a dust or granule that you can use. It's called Bug and Slug Killer. That's a granular form that you could put around there, and it's organic and it's already pre-made for you.
I think I have something like that in my garage. Is it called Sluggo?
So Sluggo, if it has a little bit of like spinosad in it, that would be fine. It's an iron based. You're looking for the one that has a little bit of spinosad in it, and that's considered organic and safe for your vegetables.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Patrick.
No problem, Anna. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So we're about 30 seconds from a break, so I'm not going to take any calls until we get back right after 9:30. But if you guys are hanging out on the line, stay tuned. We will get to you as soon as we can and help out with it. One thing to be thinking about, mosquitoes in the yard, mosquito dunks for any area that is having standing water. They're safe for people, pets, and the planet, so definitely something to use. You can get them at summitsolutions.com. We'll be right back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Rioting in the streets of southwest Atlanta overnight after the deadly police shooting of a black suspect on Friday night. An Atlanta police official says about 40 arrests have been made. Protesters burned down a Wendy's restaurant and blocked traffic on a busy interstate. Rayshard Brooks was killed by an officer in a parking lot after police say he resisted arrest on a suspected DUI. The officer responsible has been fired. The Atlanta police chief resigned just hours after the incident. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms said
yesterday.
There has been a disconnect with what our expectations are and should be as it relates to interactions with our officers and the communities in which they are entrusted to protect.
The 27-year-old daughter of country singer Hank Williams Jr. has died in an overnight car crash in Tennessee. And this is USA Radio News. The Republican Party is in a bit of a quagmire as it looks to move the convention from North Carolina to Florida this year. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
President Trump says he wants a new and updated Republican Party platform after the Republican National Committee voted to carry over the 2016 document. But they might be stuck with the old platform, which is filled with criticisms about the current administration. It was originally written about President Obama because RNC officials determined that the party's business couldn't be carried out either within the original North Carolina convention site or within the original convention city. The party rules require that the old platform has to carry over.
Nearly a dozen Minneapolis police officers are quitting the force in the aftermath of George Floyd's death, saying that morale is low and the officers feel misunderstood. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We're going to go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Rick is in Falmouth.
Rick, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great, thank you. I have a couple of questions for you, Patrick.
Sure.
I lost about 20% of my front lawn over the winter to moss. So what I did was I hit it with moss out. I thatched the lawn, and I just aerated the lawn. Now, do I need to thatch it again before I seed?
No, I don't see you needing to do that. What I'd like to see you do is, have you added anything to the soil, like a lime or something like that?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so when there's a moss in a lawn like that, it usually has something to do with pH. As well as maybe compact soils. The pH is very important for grass to be growing. And so what I would suggest doing is, first off getting the soil pH test, but that might take a little bit of time to get the results back. But I would look at adding some lime to the soil to bring up your pH. Moss loves acidic soils. And hence why it grows so well in an area. So I'd be looking at adding lime to it. I'd also be looking at doing that Love Your Soil or the sulfur from Natural Alternative to help some of the trapped nutrients really be released into the soil and into for the new development of the roots. Only other thing I would think about doing for the lawn to start it would be definitely putting down a seed starter fertilizer when you put the seed down, putting the seed starter down first and then putting the seed on top of that. Seed starter is granular and it breaks down over time. So if you walk on it, it's not a big deal. Whereas if once you put the grass seed down and walking over that, your feet are wet, you might be removing some of the seed from the area.
Okay. Yeah, Patrick, do they make a fast-acting lime?
They do. There are a lot of different products out there. Bonite has a lightning lime that you could use. Jonathan Green has a product called Magical that you could use. I know you could get the Magical at the Mahoney's in Falmouth.
Okay.
And you could also get the Love Your Soil without a problem there. But the fast-acting lime, what it does is regular lime takes about 6 months for it to work, and it has to sit there over time for it to break down. Whereas this fast-acting lime starts working immediately as it hits the ground. Okay?
Oh, that sounds great.
You can actually use it for three times in one season in six-week intervals to bring up your soil pH almost a full point. Okay, so what you would look at doing is the rate that you would look at doing this would be 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So
okay.
Usually the Magical comes in a 30-pound bag, I believe, which would get you 2,500 square feet if you do it at the 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet. The bag will tell you exactly what to do. It'll say to maintain your pH, use 6 pounds per 1,000 square feet. For adjusting the pH, it'll tell you to use 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet.
Excellent. I have one other question for you, Patrick.
Sure.
I bought a hibiscus plant, and I have it out on my deck. It was loaded with buds, and I came out the other day, and it looks like someone took scissors and made a clean cut of all the buds off the stems. Any idea what that might be?
So all the buds came off?
Yep, and it looks like someone cut them with scissors.
It's interesting. I almost feel like somebody might have, just based on that.
Yeah.
But were the buds on the ground?
Yes, they were. They were on the ground.
Now, and, you kind of got me here.
Okay.
It's on a porch, you said?
Yep, I've got it out on the deck. And like I say, it was loaded with buds. And then I came out one day and they were gone. They were on the ground. And when you look at the stem, it's almost as if someone cut them with a pair of scissors.
I'm kind of at a loss on this one. I'd almost want to say it was some sort of animal, but you're saying it's up on a porch.
Okay.
They might have come up there. You know, sometimes like deer will try and eat something like that, and then they don't like it, and they drop it, and they kind of have a smaller memory, so they kind of just go back to it. I can't really think of
all right.
Any other reason why. Is there any, like, yellowing to it?
No, not at all. It looks green. It's very green and very healthy.
Okay.
Maybe I'll pick it up off the ground and put it on a table.
Well, so so they get to a full bloom. Have any of them blossomed for you?
No, they haven't. They take them off when they're still in the bud form.
Okay. So just, I'm trying to think what, like, insect could do it. It could be a thrip. Thrip has a tendency to do that.
Okay.
The thrip is one that could be infected, and you could use a product like Spinosad, which would be the Captain Jack's, would be part of it, to be spraying the plant to try and get rid of it.
Okay.
You could also use an 8 Home and Garden to spray it. Either one of those would work. So it would, the thrips being in a smaller state would be doing the cutting of the flower. Later on, if you're starting to see them flying around, you could use the All Seasons Concentrate or Ready to Use. But it might actually be thrips that is attacking it. So you definitely need a spray for it.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Patrick, and I enjoy the show very much.
Well, thank you, Rick. You have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right. Nathan, who's up next?
Cindy is in Newbury.
Cindy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, hi. Great. Thank you for my call.
Thank you for calling.
I have a couple questions.
Sure.
I have a lemon tree. It's about 5 years old. It's potted. And it does give fruit. However, the last two seasons, something really odd happens, and it happens pretty quickly. It's hard to see, but the leaves just will drop very quickly within a couple days. And it seems like if I look real closely right at the base of the leaf, it seems like there's a little web, kind of a collection of a little web, but it's hard to really see much of an insect or something. And I used neem, and then like it got down to like three leaves about maybe a week or two ago, and then now it's growing new leaves. So I'm just not sure what it is, what I should do to keep it from happening. It did, while the leaves were dropping, it did have buds, so I picked the buds off because I felt like it was probably adding a stress to the plant with not having any leaves. And there are new leaves coming, like I said, they're tiny baby leaves, but I wasn't sure if you knew what that might be and what I can do for that.
So do you have like a Meyer lemon tree?
Yes.
Okay. So sometimes during during blossoming and fruit formation, they will actually drop leaves most of the time, because it can focus on, the rest of the plant. But it shouldn't lose all of its leaves or the majority of the leaves. How often do you water it? Has it dried out in between?
Yeah, I can. Sometimes I can get forgetful about watering it, so I do let it dry out between watering.
So sometimes with multiple times that it's been dried out, it can actually have some issue, and the leaves will drop because it's trying to protect the rest of the plant. So it's trying to take the water to the ones that are the healthiest. So it could drop on that. There also could be a nutrient deficiency sometimes. Do they turn yellow, then fall, or?
No. This happened, like, literally within probably a 2 or 3 day period, it seemed. And I have repotted it as it is grown and fertilize it. And it's been really healthy, but like I said, just these last 2 years, I've noticed this kind of odd. And if I look real closely at the base of that leaf, it looks like there's an insect or a spider or something making a little web.
Yep, and that might be like a spider mite that is attacking the plant. So spider mites can be common on there. What I would look to do is a couple things with this tree. I would definitely fertilize it with with something that has some good amount of nitrogen in it. Maybe a 10-10-10 or a citrus tone from a Spoma. Putting that in there is going to help rejuvenate and give something back to the plant.
Okay.
If you're noticing that these little spider webs are on there, it could be spider mites, which the product you would want to use would be Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew. That Captain Jack's is organic, okay. So it won't affect the lemons that you are that you could consume. So that would be something to spray with it. But I think the drying out of it and maybe needing to fertilize is going to help it rejuvenate and be stronger for you. So every time you miss a watering or the plant dries out, it loses some of its nutrients, it loses some of its power. And if you do it multiple times, each time you're going to see more, the plant drop more leaves as it gets later on, if it happens many times.
Okay.
That being said, you don't want to, you know, keep it wet at all times.
Right.
But you want to make sure that it does get the adequate amount of water. Take a look at how you're watering. Say you water once a week, maybe on the lemon, take a look and see if it's like once every 3 to 4 days. You know, cut it in half and then see how far you can stretch it from there. So that you notice how the plant is. Obviously, the heat, humidity is going to change some of that. When it's very hot, the plants are going to dry out quicker. But you'll be able to notice that. And I bet you by the watering and the nutrients, adding like a nitrogen, is going to help it become stronger.
Okay.
Right. You had a couple more questions. I'm going to go to a break right now.
Okay.
When I get back, we'll come back with you and I'll answer those questions. I just don't want to cut you off, okay? So we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few to help Cindy more with her plants. We'll be right back.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like the wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only
$6. Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we were talking with Cindy. She had a few more questions, so we wanted to help her out. So, Cindy, what's your next question for us?
Thanks, Patrick. First is, I have a very old Jerusalem cherry plant, ornamental plant that's been potted. I've repotted it several times. It's over 20 years old. It produces fruit very nicely, but I have a seasonal issue with aphids. Neem works well. I will turn on its side and wash it away. So my question is, the life cycle of aphids, do they live in the soil, or why do I keep having the problem coming back?
Well, so they will, like over winter, if you will, but they keep reproducing constantly. And that's why you're seeing them coming back. What I would look to do, is maybe use like an all seasons oil to suffocate them multiple times on there. What I'm going to do here is take a look. There's a systemic insect control, but it's a cherry, and you're looking to consume it.
The Jerusalem cherry is ornamental. It actually,
oh, that's right.
Cherries are poisonous. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
I thought it was just a regular cherry.
The right one. Yeah.
I thought it was a regular cherry. I apologize.
No, that's okay.
So what you could do for this one then is use a systemic insect control, which is a liquid form that you would actually pour into the soil itself, so it'll absorb and kill anything in the soil. It would also translocate through the plant and help kill the aphids going forward if they were to try to do anything to them. So it's called systemic insect control from Bonide. That would be the one that I would look at using personally when it comes to this. You could also use maybe something a little stronger as a spray. Would be like the 8 Garden and Home. You could use that. That's a synthetic versus a organic version of it. And with it being non-edible fruit, it's not going to, you know, you're not going to consume it, so you'd be fine. The systemic insect control, you might actually want to do like a a combination for the aphids that are already formed, spraying it. You can use that neem oil and get it done and get it, you know, cleaning it off that way. And then using that systemic insect control will go into the soil and translocate to help prevent further breakouts. You might need to use the neem oil again in about 7 to 10 days because it doesn't kill every stage of the aphid. Okay. You know, the very young, it doesn't necessarily get them. When they're in, you know, some of them will be in like that egg form. You don't want to, it's not going to affect them that way. So you might have to do it a few times, but I'd almost do like a 1-2 punch with something that systemically goes through and then something that sprays on top of them to suffocate.
So the systemic, the liquid that I put into the soil, if I do it once, I'm good, or do I need to do it seasonally?
So you'll need to do it seasonally. It'll actually, on the back of the bottle, it'll tell you exactly how much you need to do and how often. I'm trying to pull the label up at the same time to see how often we need to spray for you. You know, some of them, depending upon how bad it is, you can reapply in 2 to 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks. You know, it depends on how bad the infestation is. If it's really bad, then what you do is you apply it, then you apply it again in 2 weeks, and then a third time you apply it in 4 weeks. So, you know, it depends on how bad it is. But take a look at the bottle. This one, again, is called the Systemic Insect Control from Bonide, and it will, you can actually kill it, aphids with this and help prevent future outbreaks with it.
Okay. I have an aloe plant that all is also ancient, and it's I'll just call it the mother aloe, has sprouted a gazillion other aloes.
Yep.
And the mother aloe has interestingly grown its stem, so it's about 14 inches long, and it's basically like a trunk now, and it kind of hangs outside the pot. And I've just never gotten around to repotting it because I don't really know quite what to do. Like cut that mother trunk off, or should
You just got to kind of just let it go. You don't want to cut that off. That could hurt the whole thing.
Okay, leave it alone, and then
repot it.
The leaves of it will go, some of it turn a little brown. I'm not sure what that means.
That will be normal. Fertilize it with like a cactus and solution soil. We got to go. We'll be back next week.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.